Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Watcher Ruth, and this is my program Here, There, and Everywhere. I want to welcome you again. We made it through the weekend. Korea hasn't dropped its little bombs on us, and we're here to worship the Lord Creator for the day He has given us once again. But you know, there's so much going on in the world, so much going on, and we are in a state of high adrenaline, high confusion, high alert, high wondering what the heck's going on with the world and where are we going to go? What are we going to do when all this stuff happens? How scary is the next couple months, couple minutes, couple weeks, even the next few days if the king of Korea decides to push the button, so to speak. I would like to invite anyone who would like to call in this morning. My guest caller number is 347-945-5170. We're standing around wondering what the heck's going on, and really what we need to do is stand around wondering what we can do to help those that are in the dark, standing around wondering what they're going to do, because we know what we're going to do. We're going to work in the field. We're going to do the same thing we did yesterday. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow that we did today. We're going to look to God for all the answers. We're not going to be confused because perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love does not walk in a state of confusion. You might have questions, but perfect love leads you to the letter of love that was left and written and given. And last week I was confronted with one of my clients about my faith, what I believed in and why I believed in it. And because I've taken the time to learn precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing the word of God, I was able to defend my beliefs. And I was able to plant a seed in that person, just a seed of doubt in what they believed in. Well, I believe I am doing the will of God. How do you know you're doing the will of God if you've never read the letter He wrote to you? Oh, well, that's just a storybook. Well, no, they actually divide time by Jesus Christ. We're all wandering around fulfilling our own desires when men will no longer adhere to sound doctrine but do what's right in their own eyes. I do what I think is right, and I know it's God's will. Can you imagine walking around in the world and thinking that you're doing God's will when you've never even turned one page of the book that tells you how to live your life? We can make our plans, but the final outcome is in God's hands. We can always prove that we're right. But is the Lord convinced? Commit your work to the Lord, and then it will succeed. The Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked, for punishment. Pride disgusts the Lord. Take my word for it. Proud men will be punished. Iniquity is atoned for by mercy and truth. Evil is avoided by reverence for God. When a man is trying to please God, God makes even his worst enemies to be at peace with him. A little gained honestly is better than great wealth gotten by dishonest means. We should make plans counting on God to direct us. God will help the king to judge the people fairly, and then there will be no mistakes. The Lord demands fairness in every business deal. He established this principle. It's a horrible thing for a king to do evil. His right to rule depends upon his fairness. The king rejoices when his people are truthful and fair. The anger of the king is a messenger of death, and a wise man will appease it. Many favors are showered on those who please the king. How much better is wisdom than gold, and understanding than silver? The path of the godly leads away from evil. He who follows the path is safe. But pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. Better poor and humble than proud and rich. God blesses those who obey him. Happy the man who puts his trust in the Lord, and the wise man is known by his common sense, and a pleasant teacher is the best. Wisdom is the foundation of life to those possessing it, but a fool's burden is in his folly. From a wise mind comes careful and persuasive speech. Do you have a wise mind? Are you using it to evolve your persuasive speech in these days that we're here? You know, men with tickling words for your ears. Kind words are like honey, enjoyable and helpful. Are they healthy words? Words like Joel Osteen's words, who just stepped down from his post as pastor of one of the largest churches, mega churches. Wickedness loves company and leads others into sin. The wicked man stares into space with pursed lips, deep in thought, planning his evil deeds. Well, here we are. We're in the final days. We know this. There are quarrels against every sound principle of conduct. All the rebels, they don't care about the facts. The wisdom of men's words are all about nothing, because they don't adhere to sound doctrine anymore. Nowadays, men are so lazy they don't even want to feed themselves. All they want to do is mock God. Call themselves God. They won't adhere to sound doctrines because they themselves they are mockers and godless. They end up in poverty. They live their lives cheating and live in dishonesty. They're foolish. You know, God looks at all of our motives. He's only pleased when we're just and fair. He warns us in his words to be humble and respect him, to walk with a contrite heart, to esteem him greater than any riches on earth. Because if you don't, you're poor and wretched. We aren't poor and wretched because we are, as the word says, prudent men who foresee the difficulties ahead. And we are preparing for them, not as the simpleton does, who goes blindly on. And then what happens? He suffers all the consequences. Throw out the mockers. Get rid of all the people that want to cause divisions. They want to increase tensions. They want to increase fightings and quarrelings beyond what our knowledge can handle. They've compromised the Word of God. What they want to do is pursue getting rich and then fill in between the cracks with Jesus Christ. Don't waste your breath on those. They despise even the wisest advice. They want to stand strong alone without the Father. I remember once while witnessing, I told this person that God, the Father, comes and he knocks. He knocks on your heart and he sits at his table and he invites you in as an honored guest to sup with you. And he said, "It sounds like mind control and I have my own table. I am my own God. I do God's will in my own eyes." What does that mean, family? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will be given to you. Evil is planned. Rebels partake in evil. They don't seek wisdom. They go to war without wise guidance. They don't use the safety of wise counselors. There are those who walk around, they want to scourge all of mankind. They're poor specimens. They don't want to rescue the just. But we will take responsibility. We will rescue those and stand tall, taking responsibility and knowing that it is our job to learn here and there, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Sound doctrine. What do you think? Give me a call. You want to talk to me, sweet talk to me, or even yell at me, give me a call. My guest call online is 1-347-945-5170. These proverbs of of Solomon were discovered and copied by the aides of King Hezekiah of Judah. It is God's privilege to conceal a thing, and the king's privilege to discover and invent. You cannot understand the height of heaven, the size of the earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. Wow. So true. But remember this, there will be those in the final days that will want to turn against you, even your own household family. Jeremiah 12:6 says, even your own brothers, your own family have turned against you. They've plotted to call for a mob to lynch you. Don't trust them, no matter how pleasantly they speak, and don't believe them. You must know that even family members that aren't part of the family of God will turn against those that are in the family of God. Jeremiah 13:26-27 says, I myself will expose you to utter shame. I am keenly aware of your apostasy and your faithlessness. Just like Joel Osteen leading people in abomination of idol worship, saying he himself is God. Didn't we learn that in this book? Didn't you read? Haven't you read in the scripture? Anyway, these are tough times we're going to be led into. It's important that we know what the Word of God says. And so, because it's so important, I'm going to start reading more and more of it. I'm going to start here in the book of James in chapter 1 this morning. Keeping my eye on my switchboard also, just in case. By the way, if you're listening in archive, you rock! Thank you. From James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to Jewish Christians scattered everywhere, greetings. I don't call myself a Christian anymore. Doesn't even mean anything. It's been diluted beyond belief. It's like I went to the cupboard and got some powdered milk and mixed about 10 times as much water with it than I needed to. So that's what Christianity is. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ in the way to him, dear brothers and sisters, is your life full of difficulties and temptations, then be happy. For when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow. Don't try to squirm out of your problems. For when your patience is in full bloom, then you'll be ready for anything. Be strong in character and full and complete. If you sincerely want what God wants you to do, ask him, and he'll tell you. He's ready to talk to you. He's ready to give you a wisdom and a supply of wisdom beyond belief to anyone who will humbly, with a contrite heart, come before him. And he will take joy in it. But when you ask him, be sure that you really expect him to tell you the right answer. For if you doubt him, a doubtful mind is always unsettled as a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed by the wind. And every decision then you make will be uncertain as you turn first this way and then that way. You don't ask in faith. You don't expect that the Lord was going to give you a solid answer. This kind of a Christian doesn't amount to much in this world and should be glad, for he's great in the Lord's sight. But a rich man, be glad that his riches mean nothing to the Lord, for he will soon be gone like a flower that's lost its beauty and fades away, withered, killed by the scorching summer sun. So it is with rich men. They will soon die and leave behind all their busy activities. Our busy activities. What are our busy activities these days? I want to jump forward a little bit because, for the sake of time, don't be too eager to tell others about their faults, because we all make many mistakes. And when we teachers of religion who should know better do wrong, our own punishment will be greater than it would be for others. For if anyone can control his tongue, it proves that he has perfect control over himself in every other way. The tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A great forest can be set on fire. So, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is full of wickedness and poisonous every part of the body. And the tongue is set on fire by hell itself and can turn our whole life into a blazing flame of destruction and disaster. You hear all this divisiveness on doctrine, people so quickly willing to point out the faults of everyone else. Is that what we're really supposed to do? Hold ourselves up as wise, saying that we know the best. We do what's right in our own eyes. Can you pick olives from a fig tree or figs from a grapevine? Or draw fresh water from a salty pool? If you're wise, live a life of steady goodness so that only good deeds will pour forth. And if you don't brag about them, then you'll be wise. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure and full of quiet gentleness. It is peace-loving and courteous. It allows discussion and is willing to yield it to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It is wholehearted and straightforward and sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of goodness. Do we tame our tongues because, so you see, a man is saved by what he does as well as by what he believes. We are made complete by what we do in our actions and our good deeds. And so it says in the scriptures, to be called a friend of God. Tame our tongue, to be patient, to remember that knowing what is the right thing to do. And then if you don't do it, it's a sin. Stop judging other people. Stop criticizing and speaking evil about each other, dear brothers. If you do not tame your tongue, you will be fighting against God's law of loving one another, declaring it is wrong, but your job is not to decide whether this law is right or wrong, just to obey it. Only he that made the law can rightly decide among you. He alone decides to save or destroy. So what right do you have to judge or criticize others? Remember to be patient and take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't grumble about each other, brothers. Are you yourself above some kind of criticism? For the great judge is about to come. In fact, he's almost here. Be patient and long-suffering. Be true to him. Even though we know the adversary is on us and upon us and almost here, Apollyon will be here, of Abaddon. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We know this. We know who he is. We have read John 8:44. We know that we will continue to trust in the Lord, even if we sorrow in these experiences. For it's the Lord's good pleasure and plan that all will end in good, and all will end in the full tenderness and mercy of his will. We will be praying for each other about the suffering that we will be about to suffer. But we continually go before the Lord singing praises unto him, living upright and not quarreling among ourselves. All honor and God to God, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is his boundless mercy that has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members and now we live in eternal hope, because Christ rose again from the dead. And you've been chosen. Heaven's been prepared for you, and he's coming back. Take joy in the trials that are about to happen to test your faith. Be strong and pure, and love each other, and trust in him, and the joy that comes from him. There'll be wonderful results if you do. Rest humbly in God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I hope to come back again. I don't think I have a show tomorrow, but lean on the Lord. Stay away from those who want to grumble, who want to divide. There are spots in our feasts. They are clouds without water. Don't let them rob you of your joy in the Lord. Don't let them create a wandering soul that leads into death and destruction. Take joy in the Lord every day. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Watcher Ruth. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.